我把下面的时间交给托尼长老，他今天为我们分享神的话语。
Now I will want to ask invited Elder Tony to share God's words with us today.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
It's very happy to have the opportunity to share with you on with God's words.
非常高兴有这个机会跟你们分享神的话语。
This morning I'll be sharing from Psalm 63.
今天早上，我主要跟大家分享的是诗篇63篇。
Psalm 63 was written by David.
诗篇63篇是大卫王所写的。
In verse 1, it tells us that he was in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
那么在第一节的时候，他就告诉我们，他当时身处在一个干旱之地，无水之地。
And then in verse 9 and verse 11, it tells us that he was a king, but yet he was still pursued by enemies.
那么第九到第十一节，他让我们看到，虽然他身贵为一个国王，但是事实上他还在被他的敌人所追杀。
So that song was not written when he was pursued by Saul because he was not a king yet.
所以呢，这首诗并不是在他在被扫罗追杀时候写的，因为那个时候大卫还不是王。
Instead, he was pursued by none other than his own son, Absalom.
事实上呢，他在那个时候是被他自己的亲儿子亚撒龙所追杀。
The events of Absalom's rebellion and David's flight into the wilderness were recorded in 2 Samuel chapters 15 to 18.
那么，这个有关于大卫王被自己亲儿子亚撒龙追杀的整个故事呢，可以在这个《撒母耳记下》15到18章里面可以看读得到。
It was a family tragedy that happened over many years.
那么，这是一个酝酿了多年的家庭悲剧。
It started with his first son Amnon, who is the oldest son of David and his wife Ahinoam.
那么这个故事的开始呢，最早是从这个暗嫩，就是他的第一个大儿子。
Now, the oldest son Amnon raped one of his daughters, Tamar, is a daughter of David from with another wife, Maaka.
那么他呢，这个暗嫩，他当时强暴了他的妹妹。那这个妹妹塔玛呢，是大卫跟另外一个妻子所生的。
And then when Absalom, which is the third son of David, from the same mother Maaka as Tamar, found out, he murdered Amnon.
那么，当这个亚撒龙发现了，那么亚撒龙也是跟塔玛是同一个妈妈所生的，他非常的愤怒，就谋杀了那个暗嫩。
And then after that, Absalom escaped to live with his maternal grandfather, who was the king of Geshur.
那么那个时候，事情发生之后，亚撒龙就逃到他的那个外祖父那里去，跟他一起过生活，躲在那个地方。
And to get a long story short, eventually David did let Absalom to come back and live in Jerusalem.
那么长话短说，最后呢，其实大卫王就是后来呢，还是允许了亚撒龙归国，那么跟回到这个他自己的国家，跟他一起住。
But instead of gratitude, Absalom harbored bitterness in his heart.
但是呢，亚撒龙他并不感激，反而心里面有很大的苦读。
Absalom plotted rebellion, and his scheme was to steal the hearts of the Israelites.
那么呢，他就当时在策划着怎么样来谋反。他的计划就是呢，要首先赢得以色列的人心。
And he did that by showing affection and kindness to all who came to seek justice from the king.
那么呢，他就借由所有想要来求问王的这些人呢，向这些求问王的以色列人展示他的怜悯跟这个要寻求正义、公义的心。
And after a few years, Absalom started his rebellion in Hebron and gathered the people of Israel with him.
那么过了几年之后呢？他就开始这个展开他的叛变计划了，然后并且把他当时西伯伦在那个地方把很多以色列民都带过去到西伯伦。
And the Bible told us that the people that are with Absalom kept increasing.
那么圣经告诉我们说呢，跟随这个亚撒龙的人，以色列人呢，不断的在增多。
Now, Absalom's rebellion caught David by surprise.
那么亚撒龙的叛变呢，让大卫王非常的意外。
When David heard that, he had to flee Jerusalem in a hurry.
那么大卫王听见的时候，他其实是要非常匆忙的逃离耶路撒冷。
In 2 Samuel chapter 15, 23, it says, All the land wept aloud as all the people passed by, and the king crossed the brook Kidron, and all the people passed on towards the wilderness.
那么在撒母耳记上15章23节这么记载的说，本地的人都放声大哭，众民尽都过去，王也过了吉伦西，众民往旷野去了。
And then when David left Jerusalem, Absalom and his followers took over and entered Jerusalem.
那么当大卫离开之后呢，亚撒龙跟他的跟随者呢，就占领了耶路撒冷，并且就住进去了。
Now at that time there was this counselor, his name is Ahitophel, and he was a counselor for David.
那个时候呢，大卫他有一个很重要的好朋友，也是他的一个顾问。叫做亚西多佛。
And this counselor Ahitophel betrayed David and went to become a counselor for Absalom instead.
那么亚西多佛呢，当时就背叛了大卫，而成为亚撒龙的策谋士了。
And he counseled Absalom that he should sleep with David's concubine under a tent pitched on the roof.
那么当时他给亚撒龙出的一个主意呢，就是叫亚撒龙在屋顶搭一个帐篷，然后呢跟大卫的嫔妃在光天化日下睡觉。
So the intent was to demonstrate that Absalom has chosen a no turning back split with his father.
那么目的就是要告诉以色列众民说，这个亚撒龙已经选择了一条不归路，要跟他的父亲大卫王彻底的分裂。
And then consequently strengthened the resolve of Absalom's followers.
那么当然也就坚定了亚撒龙跟随者的心智。
Now that actually is a fulfillment of the prophet Nathan's rebuke to David.
那么这些发生的事其实也就是应验了那个先知拿单对大卫当时训斥他所说的话。
That rebuke happened...After David slept with Bathsheba and murdered her husband Uriah, and that was all recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 12.
这个拿单所说的那句话呢，是在大卫跟拔示巴这个发生了这个奸情，然后并且谋杀了拔示巴的丈夫之后。
Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor.And he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this son, for you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before Israel and before the son.
耶和华如此说，我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你，我必在你眼前把你的妃嫔赐给别人，他在日光之下就与他们同寝，你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人面前日光之下报应你。
So David's situation was truly humiliating, humbling, and also dangerous.
对大卫当时所处的环境真的是非常的羞辱，非常的卑微，而且非常的危险。
It was way worse than when he was being pursued by Saul.
甚至比当时被扫罗追杀的情况还要危险。
From a family perspective, he had a broken family because his own son rebelled against him.
那么从家庭的角度来看呢，他也是有一个破碎的家庭，因为他自己的儿子呢叛变了。
From a political point of view, he was the king of the most powerful kingdom at that time in the region.
那么从国权的角度来看，他当时呢是所有当时最有权势的一个国王。
But in one day, he lost everything. He became a fugitive.
但是一日之间呢，他就失去了所有，并且变成了一个被人追他杀的逃犯。
And from a relationship point of view, he was betrayed by many, not just his own son.
那么从他的关系来看呢，他被很多人背叛，不只是他自己的儿子。
He was cursed, he was pitied upon, and he was looked down upon.
他呢，被咒诅，被人看不起。
And then from a spiritual point of view, it was a punishment that God has foretold and finally came to him.
那么从属灵的光景来看呢，这就是神很早就预告他最后终于发生在他身上的事情。
So David was in that background, wrote Psalm 63 in the wilderness.
那么在这样子的背景之下呢，最后大卫写下了诗篇63篇这首诗。
We may have expected his psalm to be about self-pity, about complaint, and about praying for deliverance.
那么我们可能会期待大卫在这样子的一个背景之下，也许呢，这会是一个自怜、自怨，或者是请求神赦免的一篇诗。
But actually, it is none of the above.
但是呢，都不是。
The psalm is actually divided into three sections.
那么这首诗篇可以分成三个部分。
The first two verses is about seeking God.
那么第一部分是有关于寻求神。
The second part in verses 3 to 7 is about worshiping God.
第二部分呢是敬拜神。
And then lastly, in the last three verses is about trusting God.
那么最后三节是有关于信靠神。
So we'll look at what it means for David to seek God, to worship God, and to trust God in that environment.
那么我们今天就来看看在那样的环境之下对大卫来说寻求神、敬拜神跟信靠神是什么意义呢？
What does it really mean to seek God? And what is the essence of worship? And what does it really mean to trust in God?
那么到底寻求神是什么意思？敬拜神的精华是什么？那是怎么样能够来信靠神？
Are you in a dry and weary land?
当你在一个干旱疲乏之地时，
Do you feel lonely because of broken relationships?
你会因为关系的破裂而觉得孤单吗？
Are the physical needs of your life wearing you down?
或者你在这个身体上的需要会让你感到疲乏不堪呢？
Do you feel that your past mistakes are coming back to haunt you?
你是不是觉得过去所发生的错误仍然在向你追债呢？
Those are probably all the emotions that David experienced in the wilderness.
那也许就是大卫在干旱疲乏之地他所经历的一切。
I hope we can learn from David when our lives are in that same dry and weary land.
希望呢，我们也可以从大卫身上学习，当我们处在这样干旱疲乏之地的时候，这些功课。
In verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 63, David says, O God, you are my God, on earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
那么从1到2节这么说，大卫说，神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你，我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，为要借你的能力和你的荣耀。
Now David began the psalm by acknowledging that God is his God.
那么大卫这个诗的开头呢，首先是承认神是他的神。
Now, that may seem a little bit obvious, and maybe even seem a little bit strange to you. Why would David say that?
这是不是听起来有点奇怪呢？为什么大卫要这么说呢？
So I think David is probably saying, regardless of circumstances, God is still his God.
我想这里大卫应该是说，不管情况如何，神仍然是他的神。
David experienced the biggest betrayal in his life, but God didn't stop to be his God.
大卫当时经历了他生命当中最大的一个叛变，但是神并没有停止成为他的神。
That David still had a personal relationship with God.
大卫当时跟神仍然有一个个别的个人的关系。
He is not just God of the Israelites, the God of the universe. He is still David's personal God.
神不只是以色列的人神，或者是宇宙管理宇宙的神，他仍然是大卫的神。
So when we experience a crisis in our lives, we need to first acknowledge that God is still our God, is my God.
所以当我们在生命当中经历危机的时候，我们仍然要认清神仍然是我们的神，是我们的神。
We need to go back to him first.
我们需要首先来到神的面前。
If we start doubting God's love or even his existence, then we are sinking even deeper into our crisis.
如果我们开始来怀疑神的爱，或者是甚至怀疑他的存在，那么我们就会陷得更深在这个危机当中。
David said, God, you are my God, but where are you? I miss you.
大卫说，神啊，你是我的神，但你在哪里呢？我非常的想念你啊。
David sought him earnestly. He thirsted for God.
那么他的心，大卫非常的渴切的要找到神，他心为神切慕，要看见神。
Now, when we are thirsty, the only thing on our mind is to look for something to drink.
当我们渴的时候，我们脑子里所想的就是第一件事就是要找东西喝。
When we are hungry, the only thing we can think of is food.
那么当我们饿的时候呢，我们所想的就是要找东西吃。
David is saying that the only thing on his mind is to seek God.
那么当时大卫就是说，他唯一脑子里想到的事情就是要去寻求神。
Now in verse 2, David said, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory.
那么第二节是这么说，我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。
Now technically, we can seek God in any place.
那么在这技术上来讲呢，我们其实是可以在任何一个地方都去寻求神。
But David longed to be in God's sanctuary when he can worship together with other people.
但是呢，大卫可想能够在神的圣所中跟别人一起来敬拜神。
Even though David was in a hurry to escape and leave Jerusalem, he actually had the priests bring the Ark of God with them.
那么大卫当时虽然是匆匆忙忙的从耶路撒冷逃走，但他事实上呢，还是安排了祭司能把那个神的约柜抬着一起走。
The Ark represented God's tangible presence among his people and was God's throne on earth.
因为当时约柜代表的是神在与以色列他的人民一起在一起的一个具象，是表示他与他同在的。
So initially, David tried to bring it with him when he was leaving Jerusalem.
所以呢，一开始的时候，大卫呢在离开耶路撒冷是希望把约柜带着走。
However, he changed his mind after he crossed the Kidron Valley and entered into the desert.
但是呢，当他过了吉伦西要往旷野去的时候，大卫改变了心意。
He realized that the ark belongs with the people in the tabernacle, however much he preferred to be reminded of God's presence with the ark.
那么呢，他想起来说，这个约柜其实是属于圣所里的人民，不管大卫有多么希望他跟约柜是一起的。
So he told Zadok the priest to take it back to Jerusalem.
对，他对祭司撒都说，你把约柜呢抬回城里面去。
In 2 Samuel 15:25, it says, The king said to Zadok, carry the ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back and let me see both it and his dwelling place.
所以在这个撒母耳记下15章25节，王对撒都说，你将神的约柜抬回城去，我若在耶和华眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来，再见约柜和他的居所。
So his one wish was to be brought back, not so much as a king, but so that he can see God's dwelling place again.
所以呢，大卫的心愿，唯一的心愿，不是再回去当国王，而是他能够再回到圣所去瞻仰耶和华。
To be reminded that he is in God's presence.
能够呢，再次被提醒到他是在神的同在当中。
What does it mean to seek God?
那么寻求神的意义到底是什么？
Well, it is true that God is always with us.
神永远与我们同在，这是事实。
When Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit came to live in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit is always in us.
当耶稣升天之后呢，圣灵降下来，圣灵是一直跟我们在一起的。
And then also more broadly,God is everywhere in the entire universe. He sustains everything. He's always with us in that sense.
那么更广义的说呢，神在整个宇宙当中都存在着，他是能够让所有的东西能够存续下去，所以也是他跟我们其实是永远同在。
So the problem is really more on our side.
所以呢，问题是在于我们身上。
Our thoughts sometimes are not centered on God, but rather preoccupied by the worries of our lives.
因为呢，我们的心思不总是在神的身上，而常常是被世界上的思虑所占满。
In Mark 4:19, it says, But the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful.
因为在马可福音4:19这么说，后来有世上的思虑。钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住就不能结实。
And sometimes is our priorities not aligning with God's priorities because we have set our minds on the things that are on earth rather than things above.
因为有的时候我们的优先目标跟神的优先目标是不一致的，因为我们的眼目是放在世界上。
In Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, Then you have been raised with Christ. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth.
要怎么样跟这个主的这个目标是一致的呢？哥罗西书三章一到二节这么说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And sometimes the problem that we have is that our trust is not in the Lord, but based on our own understanding.
有的时候呢，我们的问题是在于说，我们依赖的是自己的聪明，而不是对神的信靠。
In Proverbs 3:5, it says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
所以箴言三章五节说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明。
So that means when we change our focus from God to something else in our thoughts, in our priorities, and in our trust, we can no longer see God.
所以呢，当我们的眼光不在神身上，而把它放在我们自己的思虑、我们的计划或忧虑上面的时候，我们就没有办法看见神。
We can never see His glory, His beauty, and His faithfulness and mercy.
我们就看不见他的荣耀、他的美丽、他的慈爱。
And we can no longer sense His presence with us.
我们就感受不到了他的同在。
So seeking God is really once again removing that veil that blurs our vision.
所以呢，寻求神就是要把那个遮蔽我们眼睛的那个帐幕给挪开。
Remove the distractions that shift our focus.
我们呢要把那个让我们分神的东西挪开，让我们能够专心的看见神。
And remove the human methods that replace His wisdom.
那么呢，要把我们把这个人的智慧呢挪开，而是把神的智慧放在前面。
And to once again be in God's presence and can see clearly that God's place in our lives.
所以我们可以很清楚地看见神，也看见神在我们生命当中的位置。
In the case of David at that time in that place, he was faced with a lot of things.
那么当大卫当时处在的那个环境里面呢，他要面对很多的事情。
He is faced with betrayal, with loss and broken relationships.
他当时要面对的就是背叛，然后破碎的关系。
And he's also faced with danger and physical exhaustion.
他当时也面临着生命的危险跟这个身体的疲乏。
So it's probably because of that he can no longer sense God's presence with him.
所以呢，也许是因为这些因素，他当时感受了不到神的同在。
Or maybe he was distracted even before the rebellion.
那么甚至在可能背叛这个亚撒龙背叛他之前，他就已经这个。心思意念已经在别的地方。
He has settled into a routine, and he can no longer sense God's presence.
他也许已经呢有了一个固定的生活习惯了，他起居作息，然后已经感受不到神。
His son's rebellion maybe only served as a way to strip away all those things that David counted on and help him realize that God is no longer the center of his life.
那么他儿子也许只是让大卫了解到说他其实呢。就把那些已经他习以为常依靠的东西都拿走了，那他真正要回到神的面前再来寻求神。
Psalm 63 reminds us that the first thing we need to do when we're in a dry and weary part of our life journey is to seek God.
那么诗篇63篇就是提醒我们说，当我们进入了一个干旱疲乏之地、无水之地，我们第一件要做的事情就是去寻求神。
We need to seek Him instead of being discouraged.
我们要去寻求他，而不是感到沮丧。
We need to seek him instead of just maintaining status quo.
我们要去寻求他，而不是只是维持现状。
We need to seek him instead of complaining.
我们要去寻求神，而不光只是抱怨。
We need to seek him instead of relying on ourselves to work our way out of the desert.
我们呢要去寻求神，而不是靠自己的力量走出这个沙漠。
In 1 Chronicles 22, verse 19, David said to Solomon and the leaders of the Israelites.
那么在历代志上22章19节，大卫这么说。
He said to Solomon and all these leaders, Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God.
他告诉所罗门和当时的那些领袖说，现在你们应当立定心志。寻求耶和华你们的神。
He was encouraging them to build a temple for God.
他当时鼓励他们呢，为神建圣殿。
Seeking God involves our mind and our heart to seek Him.
那么要寻求神呢，是要用我们的心思，还要用我们的心一起来寻求神。
And so in the same way today, when we are asked to seek God, we also need to set our mind and our heart.
同样的，在今天，当我们所谓要寻求神的时候，我们也是要用我们的心思、我们的意念。
How practically do we seek God?
那么，实际上怎么样我们可以做得到来寻求神呢？
We may seek God through studying His word, so that His words would enlighten us.
我们可以透过读神的话来寻求神，因为他的神，他的话可以给我们亮光。
We may seek Him through our fellowship with others so that we can spur each other on to follow Jesus.
那么我们也可以透过团契来寻求神，那我们可以彼此的扶持来一起寻求神。
We can also seek Him through our prayers so that He would speak to us directly.
我们也可以透过祷告来寻求神，所以神可以直接对我们说话。
We can seek Him through sharing the gospel because the kingdom of God is our priority.
我们也可以透过传福音来寻求神，因为呢，神的国应该是我们生命当中最大的目标。
Or we can seek Him simply by observing His creation and worshiping His infinite nature.
那么我们也可以透过呢，观察神所创造的大自然，赞美他的创造来寻求。
Psalm 10 says that in his pride, the wicked man does not seek Him.
那么诗篇第十第四节说，恶人面带骄傲说，
so,
耶和华必不追究他一切所想的。
So we need to make sure that our pride is not going to become our obstacle in our seeking God.
所以呢，我们要确保说，我们自己的骄傲不会成为我们寻求神时候的一个障碍。
If we come before Him with a humble attitude, He will be found.
如果呢，我们是以谦卑的心来到神的面前，我们一定可以找到神。
In verse 3, David said, Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
那么诗篇第三节的时候说，因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要赞美你。
Now life included many, many things.
那么生命当中有包含了很多的事情。
Besides being alive, there are many things in our life we enjoy.
那么除了我们自己的这条命之外，我们生命当中有很多是让我们开心，是我们喜悦的事情。
We like good food, we enjoy relationships, hobbies, and travel.
我们喜欢美食，我们喜欢这个有自己的嗜好，喜欢去旅行。
We like to enjoy nature, we like to live in our beautiful homes.
我们喜欢大自然，我们喜欢住在自己美丽的家。
All these are good things that God created for us to enjoy.
这些呢，都是神创造让我们能够享受的。
But yet David said that God's love is better than all these things.
但大卫在这里说呢，神的慈爱比这一切都好。
If we value God only because He gives us life and the many good things in life, then we are truly not valuing Him for who He is.
如果说今天我们珍惜神是因为神给我们生命还有这一切生命当中的美好，那我们真的不是珍惜神，而因为是神他自己。
So when David said that his love, God's love is better than life, he's not saying God loved him because he gave David life or many things in his life.
对，当神大卫在这里说神的慈爱比生命更好，他不是在这里说神给了他性命，而且给了他生命中很多享受的东西。
God is saying that, I mean, David is saying that God's love transcends all these things.
大卫要说的是神的爱超越这一切。
It is better than life itself.
他呢甚至比他的生命都还要更好。
He himself is the best.
神自己是最好的。
He alone is sufficient for us.
神自己就足够了，对我们来讲。
And so with that realization, starting in verse 4, David turned to worship.
那么在明白了这个道理之后呢，诗篇的第四节开始，大卫就开始对神的赞美和敬拜。
So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands.
大卫在这里说，我还活的时候要这样称颂你，我要奉你的名举手。
My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help.
我在床上敬拜你，在夜更的时候思想你，我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你，因为你曾帮助我，我就在你翅膀的翼下欢呼。
Okay, I missed a line here for verse 7. And in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy.
我就在你翅膀的荫下欢呼。
So, what is worship anyway?
所以呢，那敬拜是什么意思呢？
A lot of times we tend to equate worship with Sunday services.
那么很多时候我们以为说敬拜就是礼拜天的崇拜。
And that means singing, sermon, offering, a lot of prayers here and there.
那好像就代表着周礼拜天的时候会唱诗歌，会讲道，会奉献，然后会祷告。
Now, David praised God when he realized that God's love is better than his life.
那么大卫在明白了说神的慈爱比他的生命更好的时候，他开始敬拜赞美神。
He will glorify him with his lips.
他用他的嘴唇来荣耀神。
He will praise him with his lips.
他用他的嘴唇来赞美神。
He will remember God when he is lying in bed.
他躺在床上的时候会思念神。
Now he started the psalm feeling the need to seek God to find his presence in the dry and weary land.
他这首诗呢是以一个他在干旱无水之地要寻求神作为开头的。
But his thirst and his hunger turned to satisfaction in verse 5.
但是他的饥渴呢，到了后来呢，就变成了满足。
He said, "My soul will be satisfied with the as with fat and rich food."
那么到的第五节开始，他就说了，我的心好像饱足了骨髓肥油。
That is the essence of worship.
那就是真正敬拜神的这个精华。
There is a famous preacher, his name is John Piper.
有一位非常出名的传道人叫做 John Piper.
He says that the essence of worship is to truly know God and then respond from the heart to that knowledge.
他说呢，敬拜的精髓呢，就是说真正的认识神，而且从心里面回应。
And you respond by valuing God, by treasuring God, and enjoying God, and being satisfied with him.
你呢从心里面真正的珍惜神，然后在神里面得到满足，而且能够享受神的存在。
And to value him above all the earthly things that you have.
而且要把它视为把它放在所有的这个世界上所有的一切之上。
And then that satisfaction in God overflows into praise from the lips and acts of love in serving others.
那么那种满足呢，就会自然的从心里面流露出来，成为一种那种快乐，就会成为一种满足，然后变成你能够去帮助别人的力量。
And that's what is said in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 to 16. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name.Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God.
那么希伯来十三章十五到十六节说，我们应当靠着耶稣，当靠嘴唇，颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名的嘴唇的果子， 只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这是感谢的祭，是神所喜悦的。
So singing worship songs or listening to sermon is worship if we value and enjoy God in the process.
那么呢，唱诗歌或者是听讲道呢，也是敬拜的一部分，因为这个是代表你珍惜神的价值。
Because then we are singing songs in response and wanting to hear His words in response to our valuing of God.
因为呢，我们珍惜神，所以我们要唱歌敬拜他，我们要以诗歌来回应，我们要以听讲道来回应我们对神的珍惜。
Our ministry in church is worship if we value God and do all those things in response to His love for us.
那么我们在教会里的各项的服事呢，也是一个对神的珍惜神以后所做出的回应。
But on the other hand, it is not worship if we do it just because it's a habit.
那但是呢，如果我们只是照着一种习惯来敬拜，那就不是真正的敬拜。
Or we're just doing it because somebody else asks us to do it.
或者是只是因为有人 要求我们这样做，我们就去做，那也不是敬拜。
Worshipping God is what the essence of worshipping God is when we truly value God for who He is and being satisfied in Him.
那么敬拜的精髓就是在于说，我们真正的珍惜神是谁，而且呢，我们要回应。
In verse 8, David's psalm turned to his trust for God.
那么到了诗篇的第八节的时候，大卫就开始提到他对神的信靠。
His trust was not based in an army of followers.
那么他对神的信，他的信靠不是建立在于一个军队或者是那些跟随他的人身上。
His trust was based on God himself.
他的信靠是在神身上。
My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me, but those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth.
我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我，但那些寻索要灭我命的人必往地底下去。
They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult.
他们必被刀剑所杀，被野狗所吃，但是王必因神欢喜，凡指着他发誓的必要夸口，因为说谎之人的口必被塞住。
So what is the essence of trust?
那么信靠神的精髓是什么呢？
Trust is total confidence and reliance on a person.
那信靠代表的是一个完全的信靠跟依赖对某一个人。
Now, when we have confidence and reliance on a person, even when things don't look well or progress is blocked, we still believe that that person can make everything work out.
那我们真正的去信靠一个人，相信他的时候，即使当时的环境看起来并不好，好像也没有什么好的进展，但我们仍然相信这个人可以让事情变得更好。
We maintain a positive outlook.
我们当时是维持着一个非常乐观的一个心境。
And you're going to hand over big decisions to that person that you truly trust.
你会把最重要的决定交给那个人去做。
If you have a big project at work, you will hand over to somebody you trust.
如果你在工作场所中有一个很重大的计划，通常你会交给那个你信任的人去做。
Now, on the other hand, if we don't have trust in a person, we will question every move that person makes.
但是相反的，如果我们不信任那个人呢，我们会怀疑他所做的每一个动作。
We will check out every detail, and we probably will be pretty pessimistic.
我们呢会检查他所做的事情的每一个细节，可能甚至会觉得非常的悲观。
And probably we will hold tight to what we have and not willing to give anything to that person.
那么也许呢，我们会把所有的事情都紧紧抓在手上，而不愿意放给任何东西给那个人。
Now David trusted God completely.
那么大卫是全然的信靠神。
From a circumstance perspective, things were not looking good.
当时的环境来看呢，大卫的处境并不好。
But David was able to look forward to the destruction of his enemies.
但是呢，大卫却可以往前呢看，然后相信他的敌人会被毁灭。
He looked forward to the silencing of the liars.
那他呢，可以看见说那些说谎的人口会被塞住。
He looked forward to his rejoicing in God and be glorified in God.
他呢，再次期待呢，可以与神在一起，并且因神再次被高，再次得荣耀。
He was confident that God would come to his rescue.
他非常有信心神会来救他。
Even though he has still a whole bunch of followers with him, he knew that his real support comes from God himself.
虽然当时还是有些人跟随大卫，但是他非常清楚，他真正的帮助是从神而来。
When you are in a dry and weary land, where do you put your confidence and reliance on?
那么当你真的到了这个干旱无水之地，你真正要信靠的是什么？
Who do you trust?
你会相信谁呢？
When David wrote Psalm 63, he did not know what God's plan was.
当大卫写下诗篇63篇的时候，他并不真正清楚神的计划是什么。
In 2 Samuel 15:25, it says, Then the king said to Zadok, Carry the ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back and let me see both it and his dwelling place. But if he says, I have no pleasure in you, Behold, here I am. Let him do to me what seems good to him.
那么在上本纪呢，下15:25，王当时大卫王对撒都说：“你将神的约柜抬回城去。我若在耶和华眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来，再见约柜和他的居所。倘若他说我不喜悦你，看哪，我在这里，愿他凭自己的意志待我。”
So trusting God means accepting what seems good to God, even if that something may not seem good to us.
对，信靠神呢，是要相信说神所做的决定是对他是好的，即便看起来好像对我们是不利的。
So now remember this counselor, Ahithophel, who was a betrayer, became an advisor for Absalom.
那么大家应该要记得，就是说亚西多佛呢，这原来是大卫的侧室，后来成了亚撒龙的谋士。
So he gave Absalom advice to chase after David when David and his followers were tired and discouraged.
那么亚西多佛当时对亚撒龙提出一个这个计谋，就是说趁着大卫跟他的跟随者非常疲乏的时候，赶快去追杀他们。
He actually offered to lead 12,000 soldiers to hunt David down.
当时亚西多佛甚至自己就是提议说他可以挑选12,000个人去追杀大卫。
However, Absalom asked for another advisor with the name Hushai.
但是呢，亚撒龙那个时候也问了另外一个亚基人户衰。
This Hushai was a friend to David, and he was actually asked by David to stay in Jerusalem.
户衰呢是大卫的朋友，事实上他是应大卫的要求留在耶路撒冷。
Now, Hushai advised Absalom that he should actually take his time and gather more men from Israel.
那么户衰当时给亚撒龙的建议是说呢，慢慢来，先把以色列的人都召集起来。
And that Absalom himself should lead the army to chase after David.
那么亚撒龙自己呢，应该是带领这个军队来追杀大卫。
The Bible tells us that in those days, the counsel of this Ahithophel was like it is the counsel from God himself. It was that good.
当时呢，圣经告诉我们说，当时亚西多佛所定的出的主意呢，就好像是从神给他的话一样，那么的出，那么好，那么的厉害。
So actually, everybody trusted Ahithophel, including David and Absalom.
所以呢，当时所有人都相信亚西多佛，包括大卫跟亚撒龙。
But despite the counsel of man, it was God that moved in people's hearts.
那么，即便当时人可以给出这样子的一个这个主意呢，事实上真正能够改变人心的是神。
In 2 Samuel 17:14, it says, For the Lord has ordained to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, so that the Lord might bring harm upon Absalom.
那么在撒母耳记的16:17-14这么说，就是因为耶和华定义要破坏亚西多伯的良谋，为要降祸于亚撒龙。
So God caused Absalom and the leaders of Israel to adopt the counsel of Hushai and rejected the counsel of Ahithophel.
所以呢，神呢就召唤了亚撒龙跟当时的众人呢，他们来决定跟随户衰的建议，而不是亚西多伯。
Because the Lord has ordained to bring harm upon Absalom.
因为那时候神已经定义要降祸给亚撒龙。
And because of that, that gave David's troop time to escape and regroup.
那么因为这样子呢，那给了大卫的有充分的时间可以重新招聚他的跟随者。
And then much later, David's troop fought with an entire army of Israelites and defeated the Israelites.
所以呢，稍后大卫的跟随者呢，就打败了这个跟随亚撒龙的以色列人。
Tens of thousands, including Absalom himself, died.
数以千万的人死了，包含着亚撒龙在内。
David was victorious and returned to Jerusalem.
大卫胜利了，而且重新回到了耶路撒冷。
Actually, I find one of the prayers of David interesting in that time period.
那么那个时候呢，我发现大卫有一个非常有意思的祷告。
When he was escaping from Jerusalem, he prayed to God.
当时呢，当他从耶路撒冷呢要逃走的时候，他向神做了一个祷告。
He asked God to turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness.
他当时曾经跟神祷告说，可不可以把亚西托弗所出的主意变成笨主意呢？
Now, God did not answer David's prayer that way.
但是神呢，却没有照大卫那样的祷告来回应他。
Ahithophel's counsel continued to be very smart and shrewd.
那么亚西多弗他所出的主意仍然是非常的聪明，非常的有效。
And actually, they could have caused great harm to David.
事实上呢，如果照他的这计划去行的话，可以对大卫造成很大的伤害。
But instead, God answered David's prayer by moving Absalom to follow some other person's bad advice.
那但是神呢，却当时激动了亚撒龙的心，让他去跟随了另外一个人的一个比较坏的建议。
So I find it very interesting that sometimes God's way of answering our prayers is not really what we expected.
所以我发现呢，很有趣的是，神有的时候回应我们的方式并不是我们祷告所祈求的。
To summarize what we have covered today.
那么我想总结一下今天我们刚刚以上所谈到的几个重点。
When we are in a season of our lives that we feel weary and dry,
所以当我们生命当中走到了一个干旱无水之地的这个状况时，
We need to seek the Lord.
我们需要来寻求神。
We need to seek him with our mind and our heart.
我们需要用我们自己的心思意念来寻求神。
Even though our natural reaction is to doubt him,
虽然我们当时可能第一个自然的反应是会怀疑神。
We need to make sure that he is our clear focus and the priorities of our lives.
但是呢，我们一定要把这个神当作我们生命当中最重要的目标，而且把眼光定睛在他身上。
We need to worship him.
我们也需要来敬拜他。
We need to enjoy to be with him because his love is better than everything in our lives.
我们也需要能够享受他的同在，因为他的爱比生命比一切更好。
And out of that enjoyment comes praise and love for others. That is the essence of worship.
那么呢，这个爱呢，对他的享受呢，可以让我们心里的满足，而且还因为这样子可以有流露出来的力量去帮助别人。这个是敬拜的一个精髓。
We need to trust in him.
我们也需要信靠他。
With total confidence and reliance.
对他有完全的信任跟依靠。
Because we know that in the dry and weary land, he will deliver us.
因为我们要确信说，在一个干旱无水之地时，他会拯救我们。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，一起来敬拜你。
Because we know that you are better than everything in our lives.
因为我们知道你比我们生命当中的一切都更好。
We acknowledge that you love us and there is nothing better beyond you.
我们知道，我们知道你爱我们，而且没有什么比你更好。
We want to seek you.
我们想要来寻求你。
To be so that you be the focus of our thoughts and our priorities.
所以你可以成为我们的思想的目标，成为我们生活中当中的首要的重心。
And we want to put our trust in you.
我们想要信靠你。
We have total confidence and reliance on you.
我们对你有全然的信心跟依靠。
Because you save us.
因为你救了我们。
You save us in the past, and you're going to continue to save us in the future.
你过去救了我们，你未来仍然要救我们。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
感谢主请听我们的祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And Sister May is going to lead us in a response.